is a quick review for Tshuva's Daf Yud Beis. So at the very bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, quote a brisa that if she has nisuin, but there are edim that she did not have the Rishona, one or two possibilities over there. So we say that the next husband whom she marries still does not have a tainus pesulim. So based on this, Rabba wants to suggest that even if one marries a woman, but chazaka that she is a besula and she turns out to be a beula, we don't say the whole thing is a mekachtos and she still gets a ksuba of a mana as it would any other beula. Rav Ashi argues and he says, no, this is not a raya for in general. In general, if it turns out she's a b'ula when he thought she was a b'sula, she gets no ksuba. Just in this case, since she already had nisun with somebody else, so it's his fault for not assuming that that she was a b'ula. However, there's one major difference between this case and the case in the Mishnah. In the case in the Mishnah, there aren't Edom claiming that she was not Nivola, and here there are Edom claiming that she was Nivola. So it's a question in the Gemara, would Rav Ashi say the same thing in both cases? It's two dais in the Gemara over there. Now, one Nakuda that's necessary, because when it says that he does not have a Tainus Besulim, it's Mashmi, he doesn't even go to court. To ask the Gemara, what about the fact that she could have cheated on him between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, and she's Asura to him, so why don't we go to court, at least to be Mavarer as best as we can? And the Gemara answers, this is only talking in a case where they did the Kiddushin and then the Nisuin right away. Next Mishnah says, Ha'ochal Eitzel Chama B'Yehuda Shlo V'Edim Eino Yachol Liton Tainus Besulim Neshem Es Yachad Ima. That in Yehuda they had a minig to be mesiachet, so that is, he would be libo gaspa, and therefore he can't have a tainus besulim after that in case they had bia at that time. Now the Gemara is medayik from there that even in Yehuda there were different minhagim, and we bring a raya for this. Abaya brings a raya for this from a brisa, that it says Yehuda first they would be miyachid the chasan and the kala. And then there was, and in Galil they didn't do this. And then it says, Behuda, they used to have two shishbinim. In Galil they didn't have it. And then it says, in Yehuda, the shishbinim would sleep in the same house as them. And in Galil they didn't do this. And then it's, so you see that there were varied minhagim throughout Yehuda, and certainly those minhagim were different than the minhagim Galil. And then the Gemara says, the concluding statement of the Brisa was a little bit difficult. It says, if you did not have any of these practices, you can't have a tainus besulim. So there's a three-way machlokas in the Gemara, which case that's referring to. The next Mishnah says, Achas Amanas Yisrael, v'achas Amanas Kohanim, k'suvasa manet. So both an amana of Yisrael or of Askain gets a 100 zuz k'suvah. Bezin shel Kohanim, ayigovim lebesula arba mea zuz, v'lo michu biyadim chachamim. And the Bezin of Kohanim would collect 400 zuz on behalf of a bas kohen or a woman marrying a kohen, and the Chachamim allowed this. So the Gemara then says, just for the record, there were different stages. There were three different stages for Amonas Kohanim. First, they gave her the regular amount of 100. But then they were getting divorced a little too easily because it wasn't so expensive to divorce your wife. So it was only 100, and they thought it was an extra zilzal for a Bas Kohen to get divorced, as Rashi points out over here, that even though obviously we don't want anybody getting divorced, but it was an extra zilzal for a Bas Kohen to get divorced. So then they made the ksuva up to 200, and then people weren't marrying them because they said, I can marry Besulas Yisrael for 200. Why would I marry an Amonas Bas Kohen for 200? And then he went back to making it 100. The Gemara then continues and says that the rule of Ksuva 400 does not dafka apply to a Bas Kohen, and it does not dafka apply to anybody marrying a Kohen, and even though you might have thought that when a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, she should not get a larger Ksuva, because the Kohen can say, hey, I'm bringing you up in Yichus. Still, if she was from a good family in Yisrael, she can make the Ksuva 400, and that was perfectly fine. Next Mishnah discusses the case of Anoseis Ha'isha V'lo Matzah La B'Suvim. He omeres Mishi Erestani Ne'a Nasti Mestach B'Sadei. Hu omer lo ki Ad Shelo Erestich V'hoya Mekli Mekka Tos. Her claim is that I was Ne'anas after the Kiddushin. So at the time of the Kiddushin, I was a B'Suvim, my Ksuba should be full. And he claims, how do I know that? I assume that you cheated, that you were not a besula at the time of the Kiddushin, and therefore it should not be a full besula. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer believe her. Rabbi Yeshua argues we don't believe her, and therefore she has to bring a raya that it's true, or she loses out. Now, Gemara brings into discussion a famous case of Manu Yadchan. He says, Eidea. So Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Funa say, he's chayav to pay. And Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan say, no, he's not chayav to pay. Kapun, Rabbi Yehuda hold the rule Bari B'Shem of Bari Yadif. If I say I know you owe me money, you say maybe I do, maybe I don't remember. So then I win because I say I know for a fact that you owe me the money. Now Rabbi Yochanan say no, Bari B'Shem it doesn't work because of Uki Mamon of Atez Kas Marin. Now the Gemara then points out that Shmuel agrees with Shitas Rabbi Gamliel. Right, and we have riyas from a number of cases that this is so, and even in a case where they wouldn't, even in a case where you would not have thought that he agreed with Rabbi Gamliel, he still agrees with Rabbi Gamliel against the svara of Uki Mamon Efes Kas Marin. However, the Gemara then rejects the notion that the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer on one side and Rabbi Yeshua on the other side is the same machlokas as Bari B'Shem Bari Adif for two possible reasons. Reason number one, in this case, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer could be saying that she has a migul. She claimed Yisher Estani Nanasti. She could have claimed I was a Mukas Eitz. That's Rashi's take. She could have claimed I was a Mukas Eitz, and that would have been a better time. And therefore, we believe her with the migul that she made a worse claim, so she must be telling the truth. In addition to the fact that it's a Bar B'Shem case. The possibility number two is that she has a Cheskas HaGuf, which means she was born of a Suba, so we assume that if she became a Ba'ula, was at the latest possible time, which is after the Kiddushin already took place. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't necessarily hold Bari B'Shem Bari Adif in general, he just holds it over here, where you can say that she has a chazaka. And that, and the Gemara concludes that that makes a lot of sense, because on one end, we paskin like Rav Nachman, that uki mamon of a cheskas marei, and on the other hand, we also paskin like Rav Gamliel, that we believe her and not him.